In the name of Jesus. The Monday of Easter 3, our chapel moves from Lent to Calvary to John 20 and to John 10. The Lord who was crucified and cried, "It is finished, salvation accomplished," is now risen. He showed his disciples his hands and his sides, and gave them his peace and his sending. "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." The Apostolic Ministry. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. For such believing, our attention is now directed to our ears, which hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, who laid his life in the place of us. Where such a voice of the Lord Jesus is heard, there the church, as a seven-year-old child knows this. But whose voice does the child hear? He hears human voice of his pastor. Jesus wants the sheep to hear his voice through the voice of the pastor at that place. "He who hears you hears me," said Jesus, which is quoted 5 times in the Confessions of the Holy Ministry. How dare a man talk as if the Lord were talking? The only sure answer that holds is because the Lord has put him and placed him there for his own speaking of his words. Apology 7 confesses that when a pastor speaks the words of Christ and administers the sacraments, he does so as his substitute and in his place, vicar et loco Christi. In the Small Catechism, pastor asks, "Do you believe that my forgiveness is God's forgiveness?" Shepherd is one of the numerous names that belonged to Jesus, which he gives to the apostolic ministry so that the name gives a Jesus location. The words are what feed the sheep. The feeding is a big verb for pastors. The very life of the sheep depends on the hearing of the words, the Lord's words. If it does not hear the shepherd's voice, the strangers and the thief will soon be there. Without the shepherd's voice, all joy and assurance vanish, and only fear and trembling, or indifference and apathy remain. We may observe from the point of the sheep that they must have acute ears, ears that distinguish the voice of Jesus from all others, regardless how clear, beautiful, reasonable, and friendly they may be. They must hear his voice in such a way that they are immune to the input of the devil, who constantly seeks to plant all kinds of false teaching and misery into their hearts. From the point of view of pastor, his task of feeding is an enormously weighty matter. He is to speak not his own words, but the words of the Lord, without reducing them or adding to them. Pastor does not feed himself, but his people. How tragic when a pastor neglects to feed his people but feed only himself. Ezekiel 34 talks about that. The Lord left those unfaithful shepherds who fed themselves, took over their work of shepherding, and became the shepherd himself. And yet, even then, if we look more closely, we see that he is doing it not directly, but by the mouth of his prophet, who speaks the words which carry the Lord's shepherding. Article 5 of the Augsburg Confession, which confesses the office of the Holy Ministry, does not direct our attention to pastors at all, but to the means of grace. In contrast with this, we have the consumerist church growthy people clericalizing by directing our attention to the man, which may at times be our temptations as well. You must sell yourself before you can sell your product. So the salesman puts himself forward, having established a relationship with himself, may go on into something arranged to work as a people toward the desired outcome, which may help to meet a certain vision and so avoid a budget cut. A newly ordained may be told by the office that he has 5 years to meet the number, and if not, then the dismissal. The problem is that there may then be some who have been baptized. Ezekiel speaks to this situation. He speaks to the pastors who put themselves in the way. The gospel is that the Lord then, doing it himself, with no attention paid to the prophet through whom he is doing it. Only the Lord does will last. Separate from the good shepherd, pastor is an independent item. A pastor's feeding the sheep is then Jesus feeding the sheep. Jesus feeding the sheep goes on where the pastor is feeding the sheep. They hear the shepherd's voice. The shepherd is Jesus. The shepherd is pastor. Separate those, and pastor is not doing his office. So those who may be called by the shepherd to be pastors are filled up with the words of the Lord at seminary. At ordination, our Lord's words are read into the ordained. What he most wants to do cannot be achieved by force. A helpless baby in the manger, a man beaten and hung on the cross dying. Here is the opposite way of force. Similarly, the way he gives out the gospel, he does it in such a humble way of using a mere mouth of pastor whom he placed there for his speaking. The message of the cross is foolish, a foolishness to the world. The messengers of the cross is of no use apart from what he's given to do. The words are spoken by pastor. The works are done by the Lord. And the good shepherd will share the great joy and blessing with those whom he puts in his place for feeding the sheep. The good shepherd has come both for your hearers and for you, so that his life may be given abundantly, without measure, beyond our imagination and expectation. To us is given such Jesus as the good shepherd. Amen.